Chapter 16. General Information. Motor Vehicle Registration. Proof of vehicle ownership is required. A certificate of title is proof of ownership. Upon transfer of ownership, the title and application for a new title must be delivered to the appropriate county clerk. The fee for obtaining a title is $6. A title may be obtained without registering the vehicle for highway use. Titles are mailed to the owners. Lien information must be recorded on the owner's copy. An out-of-state vehicle subject to a security interest in another state may not be registered in Kentucky until the lien is recorded. Passenger vehicles are registered on a staggered system by birth month. There is no grace period. Application for registration must be made to the county clerk in the county where the car is principally operated. Registration fees are staggered by birth month. The state fee is $1 per month, and the clerk's fee is $3 per 12 months period. The license plate remains with the vehicle upon transfer of ownership and expires on the previous owner's birth date. A car purchased in another state may not be registered in Kentucky prior to entry. Exception is made for cars owned by Kentucky resident military personnel. Vehicles are subject to a 6% usage tax. Credit may be allowed for similar tax paid in other states. A non-resident must register his vehicle in Kentucky at expiration of the time granted by reciprocity agreement with his home state. Immediately upon residence being established, a Kentucky license plate must be purchased. A special license plate for a person with a disability is available upon application, with a medical certificate, to the county clerk. Personal liability and property damage insurance is required. Proof is required upon renewal of registration, and proof of insurance must be in the vehicle at all times. Driver's license. Your license is valid from the date issued through the expiration date shown on the license. You may renew your license up to 6 months before your expiration date by applying in person to your local circuit court clerk. When a person under 21 years old is issued a driver's license, it will be valid until 30 days after his 21st birthday. A Kentucky driver's license must be obtained immediately when residence has been established. Organ donation. If you or a family member needed a kidney or other vital organs to live, would you be able to get one? Probably not without a long wait due to the critical shortage of donated organs. In 2006, legislation was passed enabling Kentucky residents to have their wishes about organ donation documented on a secure database called the Kentucky Organ Donor Registry. You will be asked about joining the Kentucky Organ Donor Registry when you obtain a driver's license or state ID at your circuit court clerk's office. There are a number of questions one may have about joining the Kentucky Organ Donor Registry. 1. Can anyone join the Kentucky Organ Donor Registry? Yes. Every Kentucky resident can add their name to the Kentucky Organ Donor Registry. 2. What organs and tissues are needed? Recent advances have made it possible to transplant 25 different tissues and organs such as kidneys, heart, pancreas, lungs, liver, corneas, bone marrow, heart valves, and skin. Success rates are better now than ever before. In fact, the first and still most successful transplant is a blood transfusion. 3. Will my estate have to pay for the donation? No. All expenses incurred in the donation are paid by the transplant program. 4. What about religious and ethical considerations regarding transplantation? Moral leaders the world over favor such donations as expressions of the highest humanitarian ideals. If you have any questions, please consult your clergyman. 5. What about funeral or burial arrangements? Removal of organs or tissues authorized by a donor will not interfere with customary funeral or burial services. 6. How are organs distributed? Organs are distributed based upon compatibility of donor and recipient tissues. Social or financial position is never a factor in selecting a recipient. Transplantation has had a more dramatic effect on the course of terminal illness than any other form of therapy. However, the future depends upon increasing the number of organs donated. Organ donation is truly the gift of life. If you wish to help others through organ and tissue donation, please add your name to the Kentucky Organ Donor Registry. The Kentucky Organ Donor Registry will serve as donor document of gift as outlined in the Uniform Anatomical Gift Act. A document of gift is considered legal authorization for donation and does not require the consent of another. Consent must be obtained from parents or legal guardian if an organ donor is under 18 years old at the time of donation. You are encouraged to discuss your wishes with your family. Please note that you may remove your name from the registry at any time. In addition to joining the registry, you may also sign the back of your license or attach an orange donor sticker. However, it is most important that you join the Kentucky Organ Donor Registry because the driver's license may not be accessible at the time of death and your wishes could go unfulfilled. You may also join the Kentucky Organ Donor Registry online at www.donatelifekey.org. If you have questions, contact the KY Circuit Court Clerk's Trust for Life toll-free 1-866-945-5433 or email info@trustforlife.org. Smart driving helps conserve energy and improves air quality. Smart driving pays dividends not only in avoiding the inconvenience, pain, and expense of traffic collisions, but also in reducing air pollution and gasoline costs. Safety and conservation both depend on keeping your vehicle in good running condition, using good driving habits, driving only when necessary, keep your vehicle in good condition. A vehicle in good mechanical condition is safer, easier to drive, more dependable, and uses less fuel. Regular mechanical maintenance will also assure that your vehicle will be better able to move safely in traffic, avoid road breakdowns, save gasoline, and pollute less. For example, regular tune-ups will give more dependable engine performance and improve fuel economy as much as 15%. Check tire pressure regularly. Under-inflated tires increase gas consumption and can make your vehicle more difficult to handle. Also, under-inflated tires will wear faster and are more prone to blowout. How to check your tire pressure? Tires have been known to lose up to 1 psi, pounds per square inch, every month, so check all tires, including your spare, once a month, or before a long trip. Here's how. Purchase a trusted pressure gauge. 1. Open your car door and on the inside jamb there should be a sticker with your vehicle's recommended PSI, the measurement for tire pressure. 2. Check your tires cold, before you've driven or at least 3 hours after you've driven. 3. Insert pressure gauge into the valve stem on your tire. The gauge will pop out and show a measured number. When you hear a pissed sound, that's air escaping the tire. The escaping air shouldn't affect pressure substantially, unless you hold down the air pressure gauge too long. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration http://www.trafficsafetymarketing.gov/teens. 2012 NHTSA study focused on tire problems as experienced by light vehicles in pre-crash phase the 22nd of January 2016. 4. Compare the measured psi to the psi found on the sticker inside the driver's door of your vehicle or in owner's manual. Do not compare to the psi on your tire's sidewall. 5. If your psi is above the number, let air out until it matches. If below, add air, or have a retailer help you, until it reaches the proper number. How to check your tread depth? Once every month, or before you embark on a long road trip, check your tires for wear and damage problems. One easy way to check for wear is by using the penny test. 1. Take a penny and hold Abraham Lincoln's body between your thumb and forefinger. 2. Select a point on your tire where the tread appears the lowest and place Lincoln's head into one of the grooves. 3. If any part of Lincoln's head is covered by the tread, you're driving with the legal and safe amount of tread. If your tread gets below that, approximately 2/32 of an inch, your car's ability to grip the road in adverse conditions is greatly reduced. Motor vehicles are major contributors to ground-level ozone. Ozone pollution contributes to health problems such as chronic lung and heart diseases, allergies, and asthma. Young children, older adults, and people who work or play outside are at the highest risk for health problems related to ground-level ozone. Although today's new vehicles emit fewer pollutants than older vehicles, their emission levels will increase unless they are carefully maintained. As a vehicle ages, its performance and fuel economy diminishes. Vehicle emissions testing programs in major population centers of the state identify vehicles with increased emission levels, alerting the owner to needed maintenance. As vehicles are repaired, vehicle emissions are reduced, and the vehicle owner will usually see improvements in performance and fuel economy. Use good driving techniques. Plan your driving. Allow enough driving time to get to your destination safely. Avoid rush hours and congested areas when possible. Avoid quick starts and stops. Drive smoothly and at moderate speeds. Pace your driving to the traffic and signal timing, so that you can keep braking and acceleration to a minimum. Smooth operation of your vehicle will result in better gas mileage, which means less cost to you. Also, your vehicle will not be put in as much strain. This too will result in less maintenance and repair costs. Drive less. Consider other modes of travel. Drive only when necessary. Combine as many trips as you can. Your vehicle is really safest and most economical when it is parked. Consider carpooling, taking the bus, using a bicycle, or walking. For more information about air pollution, vehicle emissions testing programs, and alternative transportation options, please visit these websites. KY Transportation Cabinet, www.transportation.ky.gov. KY Division for Air Quality, http://www.eppc.ky.gov. Jefferson County Air Pollution Control District, http://www.apcd.org. Aging drivers. We all want to keep our ability to drive and go wherever and whenever we want. However, we should be aware of the warning signs that our driving may not be as safe as it once was. Please find warning signs listed below. If more than one of these signs has happened to you or to someone you care about, you may wish to have his driving re-evaluated. You may contact the Division of Driver Licensing, Medical Review Board, at 502-564-1257 for more information. A friend or family member has expressed concern about your driving. You sometimes get lost while driving on routes that were once familiar. You have been pulled over by a police officer and warned about poor driving behavior, regardless of whether you received a ticket. You have had several moving violations, near misses, or actual collisions in the past 1 to 3 years. Your doctor or other health caregiver has advised you to restrict or stop driving.